This is Abe's Retreat. Learned this kind of from Dwight Diller.
This is Trevor Hammonds playing at a local radio station in Pocahontas County, West Virginia, 2 years ago, a few days before his 18th birthday. Trevor is a quiet young man who doesn't go out of his way to draw attention to himself. That is, until he picks up the banjo. At festivals and competitions, his style of banjo picking draws crowds and wins awards. The Vandalia Gathering is an annual festival held in Charleston, West Virginia, devoted to old-time and bluegrass music. At the Vandalia Gathering the past few years, he's been one of the top five musicians in the old-time banjo category, an honor usually awarded to older musicians. Trevor says he tries to preserve his family's style of music by using the same old-time Appalachian style of finger-picking on the banjo that was used by his great-grandfather Lee Hammonds and by Sherman Hammonds. It's a style of finger-picking similar to clawhammer, that uses the thumb and tips of the fingers to play the strings in a downward motion. In the 1940s, Earl Scruggs introduced his bluegrass style of playing the banjo that uses picks on the thumb, index, and middle fingers that allow the musician to play the notes much faster. Trevor says he uses his family's specific clawhammer technique because he wants to see his family's unique style of music continue to be played and appreciated.
He had a really light touch. And when I'm playing his tunes, I like to use a really light touch to make sure that it's exactly the same. I try to get it, you know, to my ear how it would sound exactly like he would.
Trevor doesn't know how or if Lee was related to Sherman, but he does know they were good friends. He says Sherman had a very different style of playing.
Sherman, he used a really really firm, just driving hand. You know, they had the ability to control how it sounded because they understood it, just like I do. He had to figure that stuff out. It's really hard.
He first heard Lee playing the banjo when he was 7 or 8 years old. The music was from a recording done by local musician Dwight Diller and included old-time tunes such as Callaway, Soldier's Joy, and Pretty Polly. Trevor remembers the effect it had on him.
When I heard that, it had this haunting sound to it. It sounded really old, and it just kind of caught my attention.
Trevor was 8 years old when he began taking music lessons. At first, he began learning guitar. But after a few months, he wanted more of a challenge.
After you learn the basics on guitar, you're just keeping time, especially with old time, unless you get into flat picking.
But then Trevor saw one of his friends playing a banjo at a local jam session in Marlinton. He remembered those old recordings of his great-grandfather and decided he had to learn the banjo.
I loved it, the sound of it. I told my mom that next week before my lesson, I told her I was sick because I didn't want to go. I wanted to play the banjo.
His teacher, Pam Lund, saw through the ruse and said she would let him try her banjo if he came to the lesson. From the very first note, Trevor said playing the banjo came easily to him.
Whenever I picked up the banjo, it's like I flew away with it. It came so natural to me. I don't like to say it, but I didn't have to try to play it.
His music teacher, Pam, didn't want to be interviewed for this story. She prefers to have the spotlight on Trevor, as she does with all her students. But Trevor's musical education would probably not have happened if not for her. When she moved to Pocahontas County in the 1970s, Pam learned the songs of the Hammonds family from other musicians who'd played with Lee and Sherman. She, in turn, taught the music to her young students, including Trevor.
Pam, if it wasn't for her, you know, I don't think I appreciate anybody more in this world than her, because I wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for her.
Through Trevor, Pam has ensured that the legacy of the Hammonds' music will continue within the Hammonds' family. To lose that connection would be a big loss, says Carl Fleischhauer, a folklorist retired from the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. He says the Hammonds had unique talents. They excelled at their musical craft.
It's not exactly that they were different, and what they knew was different from other people. It was that, in a sense, it was more distilled and brought to a finer polish. Why is Rembrandt a better painter than the other painters who were active in Holland at that time? And the answer is, well, he's not different. He was just better than they were.
Fleischhauer and fellow folklorist Alan Jabour made numerous visits in the early 70s to Pocahontas County. They came to watch the Hammonds family play music. They asked for their permission to record them so they could preserve their songs. In 1973, they compiled these recordings into a double album recording for the Library of Congress. Today, it's considered the comprehensive album of the family's musical legacy. Fleischhauer says there was so much more to the Hammonds than just their music.
Almost every family member had a rich sense of place and past and a wonderful skill at storytelling.
That's why he also recorded interviews with the Hammonds of their stories and riddles and tall tales. Here's a clip of Maggie Hammonds saying a riddle for a common summertime plant.
Well, it's white as snow and snow it ain't, and it's green as grass and grass it ain't, and it's red as blood and blood it ain't, and it's black as ink and ink it ain't.
Did you figure it out? She's talking about the blackberry bush. When it blooms, it has a white flower. Then when the berries form, they're green at first, then they turn red, and finally black when they're ripe.
It really was a kind of immersion experience to visit those family members.
Trevor grew up listening to stories about how they lived from his dad and from uncles, aunts, and cousins. Some of the Hammonds, like Sherman and Maggie, stayed close to home and lived off the land, while others, like Lee, had to leave home to find work to support a growing family.
He didn't play music for over 50 years. He left and went to work. He worked so many different places, logging, a duck farm, just anything he could to help his family. He left. And he came back. He picked the banjo up and he could still play it. I mean, he quit playing music for so long, but it was for a good reason. And, you know, the other ones, you know, they were like hunter-gatherers, I like to call them. Lived off the land. It's totally different.
Trevor says he sees a lot of his great-grandfather's story in his own experience. He, too, is finding a way to continue his music while making a living through labor-intensive work. After Trevor graduated from high school, he attended college but quit when his mother became ill. It would be almost impossible to support himself and help his mother if he only taught and performed music and stayed in Pocahontas County. So instead, he's chosen to work at a lumber mill so he can stay close to his home place. Eventually, he's hoping to take a course in commercial truck driving and to find work that will allow him to stay close to home. In 2019, Trevor taught a week-long course in banjo at the annual Allegheny Echoes Music Workshop Series in Marlinton.
Last year was my first year teaching Allegheny Echoes. If there's younger kids in there, enjoyment I have just watching, you know, especially if they're interested, you know, they really want to actually learn. It's even more special watching them take it in.
Trevor is hoping to teach again this year. The camp, originally scheduled for late June, has been postponed until later in the year. In the meantime, Trevor says he hopes to be able to teach banjo to students over the internet to continue to pass on his musical knowledge to more people. He's also excited about playing his family's music at the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Charleston. That event, which had been scheduled for April, has now been rescheduled for November 14th. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Heather Nyday in Marlinton, West Virginia.